Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm joined today by Mats Norlund, CEO and founder of NetRounds. Welcome, Mats.
Thanks a lot, Allison, for having me here today.
It's a pleasure. And why don't you just start by introducing the company to our audience?
I'm Mats Norlund. I'm one of the two founders of the company, NetRounds. We're based in Sweden. We're a software-based company providing insight into end-user experience and network performance.
I know that you have a very deep history in this network arena.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about what drove you to found NetRounds and what specific area you saw as maybe an opportunity for another company to enter the foray?
Personally, I come from a technical engineering background. I worked for Ericsson Research and later on with Telia Sonera at their research arms. Both me and my co-founder worked in the labs, working with network quality assurance. We worked with the traditional hardware-based testers from the major vendors of those expensive boxes. And we figured out that why not try to develop something based on software rather than expensive hardware. By that time, this was back in 2008 or so, when we left Telia Sonera. We wanted to bring something to the industry and to the market that was software-based, much more easy to use, and of course offered at a much more affordable price point.
Well, that was very prophetic in terms of the coming industry transition to SDN and NFV.
Exactly. We didn't know that it was coming, so what was coming a couple of years later just turned out to be a blessing for us.
So the NetRounds solution does something called orchestration assurance. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that and how it relates to this macro transition going on in the telco arena right now?
So orchestrated assurance is a term that we have coined together with Cisco, Intel, Telco Systems, and also Orange in an ongoing ETSI NFV proof of concept. So orchestrated assurance is much about bringing live or real-time feedback of end-user experience and network performance per individual service delivery so that service orchestrators get this real-time feedback as services are being deployed. They can assure that services are being done right the first time rather than first configuring and then not knowing if everything was according to expectations.
And tell me how this changes the deployment model and how it improves service delivery over time, having this data coming back about the quality of service delivered.
So today there is a lot of focus on going from manual procedures of configuring the network to having what it's often referred to as orchestrated fulfillment, so that devices are configured almost instantly, often based with Jang modeling or other modeling languages. That makes it possible to eliminate typical tedious tasks and also error-prone tasks, which causes the service not to be configured the way the operator expects. But the thing here is that you need to close the loop here. So just configuring is the first step, but you also need to close the loop by providing real-time feedback on the actual performance of the service. And that hasn't been done up until now. So by having the service orchestrator to also launch virtual test agents, you can see them as virtual end users along the service path or the service chain. Consider that you can have remotely controlled virtual end users. You can remotely control and instruct to perform, for instance, activation tests before the service is turned up. That would eliminate efforts requiring field, and of course that would have substantial cost savings as a result. Within ETSI, there is now an ongoing work where ETSI suggests the use of virtual test agents in combination with an overall test controller. And that is something that we have shown here in Dusseldorf this week, where Cisco is using their network service orchestrator together with NetRounds test controller to show that this is not just paperwork anymore. We show running code and show that this can be achieved in just a matter of minutes.
What is the reality of working in a fixed function device environment when you don't have the flexibility of software-defined solutions and you can't do this assurance testing? What is that impact in terms of the comm service provider and their ability to deploy services? And then what is the change in terms of the real impact on number of service calls, number of field engagements, that kind of thing?
I think we can split it up into two different workflows that service providers are typically actually have. First of all, it's the fulfillment phase. With legacy equipment, you have to go there actually, out in the field in most cases, bring a handheld device there, connect it to the endpoint, perhaps have a second field engineer at the other remote end, connecting another physical device. And you can easily imagine how much time this will take.
And cost.
These guys, and cost, of course. These guys will go back home, compile a report, send it over to the service provider's customer as a proof that it really works. Imagine if this could be done in software instead. You can eliminate these tasks completely. And you could do it at the same time as the service is orchestrated. The second part is related to assurance, which is the ongoing activity of actually assuring that the service is performing as expected over time. So if you have the software already there, you can reuse it. First, you use it as the test activation, mm-hmm. and then you use it for ongoing SLA monitoring. And all these will be possible to do with software already today. And with legacy equipment, of course, this is not even possible because you have to bring something out there. And these hardware devices, they are not tied to a specific service in most cases. They're more used as a generic performance indicator on how the network behaves rather than for, let's say, delivery X.
So proactive notification if something goes wrong.
Exactly. If something goes wrong, the service orchestrator will get real-time feedback that this specific delivery does not deliver the service as expected. So it can take actions. For instance, it can change the policies. It can increase allocation of certain resources, perhaps throw in an extra virtual CPU, increase bandwidth over a certain connection.
That's fantastic. So you've been engaged in an ETSI POC on this particular solution. What has it been like to work with the other companies involved in this POC? And what have you guys learned collectively through that experience?
Yeah, first of all, it's fantastic. I think the NFV industry as a whole is built quite a lot on collaboration and ecosystems. And we have been fortunate to have this opportunity to work with the major industry players here like Intel, like Cisco and Orange and Telco Systems. So NetRounds, we are still a small company and we are growing and expanding. But for us, it's a great opportunity to learn and to leverage their knowledge and get into their platforms.
And you guys are part of the Intel Network Builders program as well.
Yes, we are.
The choice to join Network Builders, and what have you done to optimize this particular solution using some of the opportunities in Network Builders?
The major reason why we first joined, of course, was that we realized we need some packet performance improvements. Mm-hmm. Since we are now in software, we are competing with hardware, and we found the Intel DPDK framework, which was one of the reasons we joined in, of course, to get support from Intel there and learn how to really leverage that framework. And the second one was, of course, the marketplace, the marketing opportunities that we could get with Intel. And the third is the other members, the ecosystem, because without that ecosystem, we have been on our own. And with the ecosystem, we could learn from each other. And we have already now also opened up a number of partnerships and we work with other players in this arena.
The demonstration that you're talking about, that you're showing today, obviously it's in a POC at ETSI. What is the next step in terms of delivering that to the marketplace? And what have comm service providers that you've talked to? What's the response been so far to the concept?
So first of all, the response has been fantastic, I think. It has been great feedback from the ones who have been visiting the POC zone and seen our live demo. It's actually more than just a POC. We are actually binding two existing products together. One from Cisco in the Network Service Orchestrator and the other is from NetRounds. So this is actually something that exists today and that we can show and we are proud of having already running on the telco systems demarcation, which has the Intel x86 as the execution unit.
If folks want to learn more about that, where can they go for more information about the NetRounds solutions?
NetRounds.com. They can even see the POC video there. We have a recorded version for those who were not able to attend the Düsseldorf event here this week.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, Mats. It was interesting to hear about the orchestration assurance solution that you're bringing to market.
Thanks so much. I'm honored to be here, and it was a pleasure from my side.